today, blessed are the merciful. And that's the focus of our thoughts just now. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. As in each of these Beatitudes, as we call them, they really come into our situation today and the situation in all our lives. And in this particular one, we think of how in any encounter, it's just our human nature. We're assessing other people, what they're like, what we think of them in terms of their manner, their achievement. We make assumptions about them and we make judgments. Often without knowing enough to make a true judgment. We may not know their family background. We don't know if they've had tragedy in their lives, loss of a member of the family. We don't know what their experience of school was, whether they've been through any time of mental stress. And we can make judgments, and inevitably we do. It's just part of us, without knowing. And therefore, they might be wrong judgments. Jesus is speaking into this reality in our lives. And he says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And he's saying that if you follow me, there will be a total transformation in the way you think about other people, the people you observe in every encounter day by day. So we're focusing on the word mercy, and it's such a rich word. Biblically, it covers so many different Greek and Hebrew words, and they're all there. We're familiar with them. Mercy would be one. Another would be pity. Another is sympathy, where we not only have pity, but we feel into someone else's situation with energy. Compassion, very much the same kind of word, beautiful word of identifying and feeling the sufferings, the difficulties, the stresses of that other person. And this lovely, mainly Old Testament word, loving kindness. In fact, you could translate this verse we're looking at this morning is those who show loving kindness are happy because they will have a loving kindness shown to them. And as we look at this word, this family of words, this family of synonyms, what we must see is that these are above all expressions of God himself. These are the very characteristics of God. Mercy expresses the heart of God. One could illustrate this in so many ways, just one or two. When God passed in front of Moses with all his power and his glory, and there was thunder, there was lightning, and through it Moses heard the words, the Lord, the compassionate, the merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. And this continues through all the prophecies in the Old Testament, when Mary was specially chosen and then inspired by the Spirit to sing in regard to her coming child. She said, my soul glorifies the Lord. She knew somehow, by the Spirit, that here was God extending his mercy through this child from generation to generation. Yes. Waiting for the next. He had sent his servant Israel. Mary said, remembering to be merciful. And then when Zechariah took the child, John the Baptist, he understood this life was an expression. You, my child, will go on and prepare the way for the Lord, And through him will come the knowledge of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, because of the tender mercy of our God. And also, as we'd expect, as Christ comes, mercy expresses his heart. And as he saw thousands of people in front of him, what did he feel about them? He feels mercy. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. They were harassed and helpless, and his heart went out to them in sympathy and identification with them, fellow human beings. Then coming together, both God and his son, as it were. He tells the story of the prodigal son, who, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion, with mercy towards him. Just two main points as we think of their relevance to us. Jesus is giving to us a constant reminder. We depend on God's grace to show this mercy. It isn't a natural gift. It isn't just a matter of personality. To express God's mercy is a costly thing. It's a big thing. It's something which tests us. And we're all human beings, and we're not always good at this. We revert to our tendency to criticize and to judge. And Jesus brings this out again and again in his teaching. Here's one particular example. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood beside himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people." And Jesus knew that his followers, and he knows that his followers today are always prone to have this attitude of superiority, of feeling that we're okay and we can be critical of others. And secondly, Jesus points to our need and illustrates in his life the need to see this mercy, that it's a mercy that actually takes action. It doesn't just feel pity, it actually takes action in expressing that pity, that sympathy. And it's interesting, through Matthew's gospel, one after the other, Matthew reports, cry out for mercy to Jesus. And he engages with these lives. He goes to them. He takes part in their suffering, as it were, and relieves their suffering. A Canaanite woman cries out, "Lord, have mercy on me, my daughter." And Jesus, even with the rebuke of the disciples, goes to this woman and brings blessing to her and to her daughter. And then in another occasion, a man knelt before Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on my son." And Jesus went out of his way to go and to take action. And one of the key stories he told was of the Good Samaritan, who took action in compassion towards the person who was suffering, even his enemy, one who hated him. There's the test of whether we live in the spirit of this commandment, this beatitude. And it's only when we remember how important it is constantly to come back to the cross, to know that but for the cross, we are under the most important judgment. We have no right to judge others. And I came upon the psalm as I was preparing for this, and it just seems to express this right spirit that we need to have. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice coming out of my need. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by stress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion, full of mercy. And where we know that we only live in the presence and will of God by his mercy, will we truly have this compassion towards others. There's a lovely song. You might have anticipated it